Rabosai, we want to explore slowly, a nice little sugya. Rav Gachner Shlita, this might be a little familiar to you from last year. We learned Maseches Gittin last year, and Gittin we had to bump into Shabbos a little bit. So Shabbos, you have to bump into Gittin a little bit. So the Mishnah Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, fresh Mishnah, I wanted to start a little new, gives us a lot of halachas, a lot of important halachas. But one of them is that when you write with any kind of ink, Kasa Bidyo Besam Besikra Vekumus Vekankantom Vekhaldavashu Roshem, is going to be chai. So if you write with anything that makes any kind of impression, you're going to be chai. It doesn't matter what the ink is. By the way, what if you write in pencil? Will you be chai for writing in pencil? It's not a good question. Of course you'll be chai for writing in pencil. Why wouldn't you be chai for writing in pencil? True, the fact that it can be erased is something, but it's not, it's permanent. It's a permanent ksiva. Yes, it's subject to erasure, but that doesn't mean it's not a permanent ksiva in any sense. So certainly writing in pencil will be an iser d'oraisa. And then the Gemara tells us we'll have to discuss al shnei kosle zavios. If you write on the corners, we discuss the houses and the like. They have to be neg in zeb im zeb. The letters, the two individual letters, have to have a relation with each other. Hakosev al bisaro. Interesting halacha. If you write on your flesh, you're going to be chayiv, even though it will eventually erase because of the body secretions and sweating, etc., but you're still going to be chayiv. Hamisari al bisaro is a machlokes, and this has a lot to do with whether tattooing will be osir mishum kosev. You're not allowed to tattoo in general, but is there an iser uniquely Shabbos? If you tattoo on Shabbos, will that be osir? Is that called kosev? And then the Torah tells us, we spent some time in this a couple of weeks ago, Kasa b'mashkim me'peros peros b'avak drachm v'avak ha-sofrin uvechol davar she'en miskayim is patur. If you write in a way that's not going to endure, that's going to be an iser derabbanan. So if you were to take, for example, a cold day and you have condensation on your car windows and you write your name on your car windows on Shabbos, what's going to be the din over there? Iser derabbanan. That'll be an iser derabbanan. If you write b'shinui, that is also going to be osami drabana, lacha yoda, baraglo, pirmak peko. And then the Gemara tells us what I want to focus on today and tomorrow, vikosav al gabe ksav. If you write ksav al gabe ksav, you are going to be potter. That's only going to be an iser drabanan. Rashi explains, why are you potter? Ksav al gabe ksav, what is this? Hevir hakumus ala osios haksuvim kvar vichidshum. So what did you do over here? You didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing, but when you go ahead and rewrite on the letters, you are being mechadesh the letters. You are creating some kind of enhancement, but is there a new conveyance of information? No. It's not a new conveyance of information, therefore there's no kosei doraisa. A worst case scenario, it's going to be an iser derabbanan. And then I have you take a look at a Rashba. And the Rashba is going to get us started because this sugya has to be learnt together with the sugya in Maseches Gittin. And the Rashba references the Gemara Maseches Gittin. Ksav al gabe ksav poter, dafka, dio al gabe dio, dio al gabe dio. Ava, dio al gabe sikra, amrinam bikitin perkamevi, tanyan shuchayev shtayim. Achas mishum mochik v'achas mishum kosev. So when do we say you're potter for ksav al gabe ksav? That's dio al gabe dio. Or sikra al gabe sikra is potter. Why? Because all you've done is maybe a little chiddush, maybe it's a little brighter right now, but it's not a ksiva milechatchila, and therefore there's no new conveyance, there's no new kosev, and therefore you're going to be potter. However, if you go ahead and write sikra dio al gabe sikra, what's the halacha? Yechayv Shtayim. Why Yechayv Shtayim? So you erased the red, apparently, and you wrote black. That's how the Gemara looks at it, and therefore you're going to be Chayv Shtayim. 1 second. And then what about Sikra Al Gabe Dio? If you write red on top of black, so that the Gemara says, Pligiba Hasam, Pligiba. There's a Machokas over there. Amila Chayv, Amila Potter, Amila Chayv, Mocheku. You erased the what? You erased the, when you wrote red on black, what did you effectively do? You erased the black. You erased the black, I guess. And the other one says makalkel, it's destructive and therefore not chayv. And then you have a new shita. Ubi yishalmi bepirkin dahacha garcina hu shekosav diol gabe diol sikra gabe sikra is potter. Avam kosav diol gabe sikra. This sikra gabe diol chayav. And Rav Yitzchak says you're even chayv twice. Mishum kosev mishum mochek. So what emerges is, after you take a look at the Rashba, there are a couple of easy halachos. And then there are a couple of complex halachos. Easy halach. Dio al gabe dio, what's the din?
Potter.
Sikra al gabe sikra, what's the din? Potter. Dio al gabe sikra, what's the din? Chayv shtayim. You're chayv twice. You're chayv mishum mochek, you're chayv mishum kosev. And then you have a case of sikra al gabe dio, that's complicated. That's complicated. What's complicated about it? It's two deos in the Bavli. Whether you are chai mishum mochek or potter mishum mochek. And Yishalmi says, sikra gabe deo is what? Is for sure chai, maybe even chai of shtayim. So what I want to do today is explore just the rationale, the svaras, the ideas between these dinim, and on a simple level, I think we can explain something very simply, and then we can go a little bit deeper. Okay, before we take your question, I just want to learn with you quickly the Gemara Maseches Gittin, because that really is where the Rashb is getting his shitas from, and I want to make a few points about this Gemara, and then we will and then we'll get into the logic and the svaras. Take a look, please. We're going to skip the Mishnah. We're going to go to Itmar. Do you see Itmar? It's about 12, 13 lines not on the page. Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay. Itmar. Hamavir dio al gabe sikra b'Shabbos. If you write black on red on Shabbos, Rav Yochan v'Reish Lakish Amr Tavayu Chayv Shtayim. Achas mishum kosev v'achas mishum mochek. Let's pause there for a second. Why would you say? What's the logic? Everyone agrees. Black on red, you're chayv twice. What's the logic? 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 What's the principle? What's the idea?
Black is darker than red. It's just going to cancel. It's
just going to
block all the red.
So what's a better ksiva? L'chora. Black is better than red. Black is better than red. It's more enduring. It's a sharper color. It's a more intense. Okay. So now, when you write the black on the red, what are you essentially doing to the red? You're deleting the red, effectively. And you're writing black. So it's a deletion of red, it's a writing of black, Yechayv Shtayim. The Gemara seems to say, yes, that is Pasha. That's a Pasha idea, okay? I'm going to tell you in a second, it's not so Pasha. But we're going to, that's the assumption. Okay, then the Gemara tells, din number two, Dio al gabe dio, sikra al gabe sikra, is potter. Why are they potter in such a case? Because?
They can't say potter.
Well, because?
Nothing new.
What you had before is what you have now. So you have essentially done nothing. Nothing has been accomplished. Okay. Sikra al gabe dio. When you go red on black, amri la chayav, the amri la potter. Some say you're chayav, some say you are potter. So what are you? Amri lo chayev. Why are you chayev? Because mocheku. When you write red on black, maybe that's called mochek. Is it kosev, Rabosan? It's not kosev. And Rashi says specifically mochek and not kosev. Why is red on black mochek, according to this daya, and not kosev? How is the Gemara, Lichora, simple pshat, viewing it? Meir.
Because when you go red on black, it's like the same as going black on black. You're not adding anything new to the writing. You're just like highlighting it or making it bolder.
And therefore?
And therefore, you're not doing an actual ksiva.
Okay, but why is it a mechika?
Because,
yeah?
It doesn't really add any sort of writing, but it does take away from the black by, like, you're like writing over it, it's like becomes less clear, the writing maybe, because you're kind of like defacing that writing a little bit by
defacing. Defacing.
You're like ruining it.
You're ruining it. Okay, yeah.
I think adding on to what Mary said.
You don't want to add on to what Mary said.
By the blocking, it's more fading away. So you're
really adding on to what Binyamin said. In other words, the way I would see it, at least, again, balabat, simple level, is, are you doing any new writing? Yeah, halachically, it said whatever it said. It said stop. And what does it say now? Stop. Red versus black. What is the relationship between black versus red? So red is seen, at least in this sugya, halachically as a degraded form of ksiva. So you took an upgraded ksiva, first class, and you turned it into second class ksiva. Now that it's second class ksiva, so was the ksiva in existence beforehand?
Yeah.
Yes. But you went first class to second class? What do we call that? There's only one thing to call that. Imagine for a second that you had on your computer, you had a bolded text. And now you went from bolded text to non-bolded text. You took away the bold. So have you written anything new? You haven't written anything new, but what have you done? You've took it away. You've erased. So that, I think, is what's going on over here. Simple pshat. And when you write red on black, so the Gemara is suggesting that that's a degraded form of the original ksiva. And since it's a degraded form of the other original ksiva, it cannot be kosher because the original ksiva is still there, but it's a degraded form of it. And as a result, it is an isser of mochek according to this man d'omar. According to this man d'omar.
Ready?
One second. Oh, you're here. So nice. And why would it, the other man d'omar say it's mekalkel? You're not going to be chayiv? Because for it to be chayiv, you need to have a mochek amanas lichtov. And this is a mochek shelo amanas lichtov. Yafe. Okay. Now watch this. I'm going to come back to this in a second. Binyamin, hang tight, Binyamin Kanzler. Hang tight. Now the Gemara, I just want to read the next line of the Gemara because it's an amazing, amazing line. So now the Gemara says, I have a problem. I have, Baruch Hashem, a get to deliver. Baruch Hashem. And the problem is, a get needs what? A get needs to aid him. And my Edom over here are illiterate. They do not know how to write. So I need their signatures because it's all I got. I need their signatures on the star. So I come up with a great idea. I'm going to go ahead and write their signatures in red ink. And then they are going to trace their signatures in black ink. What do you say? A good plan? So that's the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Boy mine reish lakish mir av yochan. Eidim shein yodim lachtom. If you have aim that do not know how to what? How to sign. Mao shitu lahem besikra. Ve'echasnu. Ksav elyon. Ksav reino ksav. So what, Rav Yochan, what would you say if I asked you that question? What's the simple and correct answer?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Why not? Why do you say it's good? Because when it comes to Shabbos, what do we say about black on red? Yechayv mishum kosev. So black on red is a ma'isa ksiva. So over here, when the Edom are chosev black on red, it should be called what? A ma'isa ksiva by the Edom. And it should be good. It should be good. So what did Rav Yochanan say? Enoksav. Not good. Reish Lakish says, "Amar lei v'aloli maratan rabbeinu ksav ayon ksav in Shabbos." What do you mean it's not good? As far as Shabbos is concerned, what did you say?
It's
a ma'isik siva. So Amar lei. So Rav Yochanan answers back, and I'm underlining this line. He says an amazing line: "V'chim ibnei sha'anu medamin nase ma'isa." As Rashi explains. Because we created a comparison. We have a svara by Shabbos that black on red is Midam and Maisa? You want me to now take that idea? Black on red is chayiv on Shabbos, and you want me to what? Transport it to Hilchos. Kitten, is that legit? Should I be doing that? Is that appropriate? So how does Rashi understand this Shak V'Taka? How does Rashi explain? Go ahead, Irving. Black on red, is that definitively chayiv?
No.
It's not definitively chayiv. I think it's chayiv. I believe that's kosev, but I'm not 100% sure. So when you ask me, can I write black on red on Shabbos, what's my answer?
No.
Absolutely not. Don't do it. I believe you're going to violate an issur d'oraisa. Let's say I did it. I wrote black on red on Shabbos. And now I ask you, do I have to bring a carbon chatas? What are you going to answer me? Says Rashi. Says Rashi, do I have to bring a carbon chatas? Am I going to go to the Beis HaMikdash and take an animal shekel in the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is no. Because it's not 100%. I'm not 100% sure. And therefore, if you bring a carbon chatas, that's called chulin la'azara. That's a no-no. So it's aser, don't do it. I think it's doraisa, but if you did it, don't bring a carbon. With machmer and Shabbos. I think it's a problem. But am I 100% certain? No. So therefore, when it comes to get, and now you're writing black on red on a get, am I going to let that go and let this Ashes Ish marry Ike Gutlov and produce children? I'm not going to do that. Why? Because? Because not 100%. And therefore, that get is maybe a suspicious get. We're not going to be matter Ashes Ish, which is a get. In other words, what the Bavli is saying as understood by Rashi, if I asked you, black on red, what's the halacha? Probably chayev, but I'm not 100% certain. So now I'm going to re-ask you the question. Why do we even have a suffix about black on red? Why do we even have a suffix about black on red? Is black better than red?
Yes.
Black is better than red. Have I upgraded my ksiva?
Yeah.
I've upgraded my ksiva. Is there a visible red right now? Have I effectively erased my red?
Yeah.
Have I replaced it with a ksiva?
Yeah.
So it's a mechika, I'm an as lichtov, I'm chai mishum mochek, I'm chai mishum kosev, shalom al Yisrael. And therefore, what should be my din? Chayiv. Definitively? Maybe yes. Why not? Why do you say it's not definitive? Gabe Cohen.
So we said earlier that the point of kosev is you're conveying a message. So if you're writing the black over it, even if you're doing a mafik,
mochek,
even if you're erasing it, you're conveying the same message. So you're really, like we said before, you're being mechadish it still. Are you not conveying the same message you did with the red ink?
So therefore you want to say that therefore this is not bona fide kosev.
Yeah.
It's not really new.
Yeah.
In order to be a new kosev, you need to be brand new. And as long as this is just an intensification of a prior communication, perhaps you're not chayv. Even though it's better. Okay, I think that is a correct shot. It is definitely a correct shot, and the one that I would anticipate the overwhelming view to be. But I want to say a fancier shot. Fancier shot. Let's see if I can get this across. Could someone define for me in the most rawest terms, what is writing? Just give me a definition, but you know, just use your own words. Definition
on paper to form something.
Okay. Taking ink, applying it to
some sort of writing device, writing
surface.
Writing surface to convey, to communicate an idea. Yafe. Maybe. In other words, so what did Meir, just to break it down, what are the elements, the raw elements of Kosev?
Ink on paper.
When you write Dio Algabe Sikra, what are you writing? You're writing ink on ink. And if I could use terminology from another halachic domain, you have what I'll call a chatzitza, a blockage of the ink on its surface. And when you have blockage of ink on surface, so what's the halacha? What might be the halacha? It's not kosev. Because ksiva requires an adhesion of ink to your core baseline surface. And therefore, whether you're writing red on black or you're writing black on red, even black on red, there's a latent doubt, a suffix, because you haven't really written on the paper. And that is what we call, have you ever heard the expression, osios porchos ba'avir? There's a Gemara that speaks about the letters of the Torah when Rav Hanan ben Trajan was burnt. The letters flew off. So when you, yeah, Steinitz has a song. So the letters flew off. So the osios are porchos ba'avir. They're not adhesing to the ksav. Now watch this. Watch this. Yushalmi. What did the Yushalmi say? Black on red, what's the din? What does the Bavli and Yushalmi assume? Chayv twice. Bavli has this, according to Rashi, a little bit of doubt. Yushalmi says, you chayv twice. Black on red, it's chayv twice. What does Yushalmi say about red on black? You're chayv shtayim, red on black. What would you say is the formulation of Yushalmi? Why you're chayv shtayim, red on black? Bavli does not accept that. Red on black, says the Bavli, is... What did the Bavli say about red on black? Maybe you're chayv mishamochik. Maybe you're chayv mishamochik because you degraded the writing. The Yushalmi says you're also chayv and not a maybe. You're chayv misham kosev. What's the pshat? This is very fancy. Very fancy. What's the pshat in Yushalmi? This needs conviction. Go ahead, Noah.
All right, so it could be like what you said with ink. It's not chatzitza, so you're right. But or it could be that you're distorting the ink previously, so you can't see that ink previously. So you're erasing that message, and as you're writing a new message, which is now
again, take it slow. Why does the Bavli say you're not chayv mishum kosev when you write red on black?
Because
what did you do? You had black, and then you did what? You turned it into red. That's not kosev. You've degraded your ksiva. You have not upgraded. You've degraded. So why is that called kosev? No way it's going to be called kosev. If anything, it's mochek because it's a degradation. Degradation. Yes.
Maybe you can say that the black, because like it's used, reversing it, because it is a more significant writing, that we can consider it not like as if it's kind of like a paper that you're writing like the ink is, like, when you write ink on paper, you're writing like the paper is the surface and then you're writing the ink on it. So maybe because the black is more like it's like there, you're writing. Like, it's like you're writing on something else. when you write red on black.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Meaning, because black is more significant than red, it's like, it's, we consider like its own surface.
Like, yeah!
Maybe we could say that the definition of Mepico is not necessarily the opposite of the definition.
Yeah!
Because writing is still writing. It doesn't matter what you're writing on, or, yeah, whether it's on ink or on paper, you're still writing something.
Okay. So you want to tell me that's still called writing?
Yeah,
it's
still been writing.
You guys get something, rid of something, writing this.
Okay, but then I'm with the Bavli. You know, you're degrading the writing, so why are you chai mishum kosef?
Because
the Bavli, you know, the first pshat that you guys gave in the earlier Mahalach is that, yeah, anytime you have an upgrade, you're going to be chai. Black is an upgrade over red. And now what you're saying is, no, you don't need an upgrade. What do you need?
Change.
It does have to be an upgrade. It has to be a change. And once there's a change, red is not black. Black is not red. And if it's just like your chai black on red, because that's a change, not that to upgrade. Red on black is also a change. So you effectively erase the black and you roll red. And it's about change, not about upgrade. That's a good pshat. It's a fair pshat, an acceptable pshat. But I'd like to suggest a deeper idea. Do you accept the idea that when you write red, when you go red on black, there's mochik? Do you accept that?
Yes.
Do you accept that? Does the Bavli have such a shita?
Yeah.
The red on black, the Bavli has a shita that's called mochik. Why is it called mochik? Because you had black, and now you only have... Now watch this. If you accept mochik as a bona fide shita, then what is the red being written on? It's being written on the paper. Is it being written on the paper? Factually, is it being written on the paper?
No.
It's not. It's being written on the black. But if you accept the idea that the red is erasing the black, then where's the black? Halachically, where's the black? It's gone. And if the black is gone, then where's the red? It's on the paper. And therefore, you're chai mishum mochek, and you're chai mishum kosev. You like the word, Daniel? It's interesting.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Don't say you don't know. Say, shkoyach. That's a... What?
It's
fancy. It's sophisticated.
Conceptually, it makes sense.
It makes... I need you to expand your mind. On a lumdisha level, appreciate this. Appreciate this. This is fancy. This is sophisticated. What I'm telling you is, the pshat is not, yes, you could say what you're saying. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. Change might be the Yishami. Yishami is saying red and black are different colors, and therefore when you change colors, that's effectively erasing the old and bringing on the new, mochek and kosek. But I'm just restating. If you accept the idea that red is erasing the black, that is to say, degrading the black and therefore chai mishum mochek, then al pidin halachically, the black is kamisha enu. It's nimchak. And if it's nimchak, memela, the result is that the red is on the paper, is adhesing to the paper, and that's the flaw of black on black, is that you don't have a ksiva, because the ksiva has to be on paper. So here, all of a sudden, once you accept mochek, then the ksiva is on paper. Black on red is certainly erasing the red, and memela, the black is on the paper. The suffix of Rav Yochanan, of why maybe black on red is no good, is perhaps because, the black is on the red. But once you accept that yes, the red has been erased, or the black has been erased, as the Yishalmi would indicate, and as indicated by the Bavli, then the other color, the other pigment, is now adhesing to the paper itself. Yeah?
So I totally understand the answer, but even if it's already erasing,
You're not going to fully erase it.
Okay, I don't got time. I got. What?
It's not
going to
be fully erased.
I didn't. Dude. It's not erased at all.
Right.
If you scrape away the top, you know what you're going to find on the bottom? You're going to find the other color.
Right.
It's not erased at all. But you need to put on halachic glasses. Can I just say one thing? I just want to say one thing because I want to get this point across. I'm going to read two Rambams to you. I don't know if you got to the Rambams. Listen to the Rambam. Hilchos Gerushin. Hilchos Gerushin. Kol, what?
This is
I didn't put Gerushin on your mama comes?
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, you gotta even get it back. Kol Gerushin. Kol get shekasvo shelo lishma. You wrote a get lo lishma, and you want to go ahead and fix it. So how do you fix it? You write over it. And let's say I wrote it red, and now I write it in black. Says the Rambam, ain't no get. If you wrote ksav al gabei ksav on a get, what's the din? Ain't no get. By Shabbos, the Rambam writes 11:16 in Hilchos Shabbos, 11:16. Dio al gabei sikra, chayv, shtayim, achas mishim kaisv, achas mishim mochek. Dio al gabei dio, sikra gabei sikra, o sikra gabei dio potter. But dio al gabei sikra, how many you chayv? Shtayim. What if I have a get that's not written in Shema? I take dio and I write it on the sikra, like I did by the Aiden. What does Ram tell you? What does Ram tell you? Ain't no get.
Same as the Gemara.
What?
Same as the Gemara.
Yeah. But, what? How did Rashi learn the Gemara?
They're machmir by Shabbos.
Shabbos is a suffix lechumra, and get is a suffix le. Lekula. Is that what the Rambam is saying?
No.
It's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, right? Yo al gabe sikra on Shabbos, what's the din? Chayv Stein. Will you bring a carbon?
Yeah.
For sure. Chayv Stein. And if you write Dio al gabe sikra by a get, is it good or is it no good?
No good.
The Rambam is not learning like Rashi. I promise you. He's giving you absolute rules. So, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, we'll try and pick up Shitas HaRambam. We'll look at the Grach. And then we'll look at one more aspect of this sugya of ksav al gabei ksav. Because according to Rashi, it's aser misafik. It's chayev misafik.